Motor Speedway is on the schedule now for race number two on a 1.54-mile oval. Massive banking on this track, up to 24 degrees. The Cup race is 325 laps or 500.5 miles. The stages look like this. One and two are 85 laps each. And then the final stage, going to the checkered flag, is 155 laps. Last year's winner was Brad Keselowski. And the year before that, since there's only one race a year now, we got to have some frame of reference, right, was Jimmy Johnson. You could check out all the action Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, on Fox. From the Daytona 500 Champions Breakfast, here is your champion, Austin Dillon.
This is really cool. You know, you don't get these opportunities to run in the Cup Series and have, unless something very special happens. And, you know, the Dow logo on our car down there, they wanted to create something special in this sport when they came into it, just like Jeff Gordon did with DuPont, and Dow and DuPont merged together. And I've got a brand behind me that stuck with me from the beginning of my career. And I had Becky over here, who's been with us since the beginning, and it feels really good to bring them home a win, especially as iconic as this win is. There's nothing like it, so it's cool.
TheFinalLap.com.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Hey man.
Oh, hi Mike.
What are you doing?
I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow. The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
504, welcome in, just minutes away from Alex Kuhn Olympic Update number 10. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. You can also hear us on the FM dial, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Plenty more to get to before 6:45 tonight. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's going to sit in for Alex on Love It or Leave It tonight as well. So the finale for you this week,
I bet he's so excited,
is going to be your Olympic update. And I'm very much looking forward to it because I don't think there's any way that you can top yesterday's.
No, there is no way I can top yesterday's.
So the bar has been set so high, I don't know what you can possibly do. But if you're looking for something to do tonight, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are at home. They're taking on Tri-City at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. And joining us now on the program, it's been a while since we've chatted with him, it's Mr. 600 himself, Mark Carlson, the head coach of the Rough Riders. And coach, congratulations on picking up that milestone victory against Madison on the road. And I know you'd rather credit the team rather than view that as an individual accomplishment, right?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. And I always look at things from an organizational point of view, and it was nice to be here for the first win in franchise history, and great to be a small part of it here and be a part of the 600th one as well.
You say a small part of it, but you're the first coach to win 600 games with one franchise. I mean, you've been here from day one. Can you address the growth that you've seen in hockey in Cedar Rapids since the late 90s when you started with the franchise?
Well, I appreciate that comment, and I that is something I'm really proud of, to be to be here through those wins. And the reason I say what I do, though, is there's so many people involved, players and trainers and equipment managers, assistant coaches, scouts, front office, great ownership, et cetera. Fortunate to have worked with tons of great people. As far as the growth of hockey, I think it's come along real nicely over the years. I think it's still growing. I think we've got a ton of room to grow. I think we've got good plans to do that here at the Ice Arena and with youth hockey here in town, and we're looking forward to continuing to do so.
What's the most rewarding part of your job? Was it the fact that you started this program in Cedar Rapids? Is it the 600 wins, or is it the fact that you've been able to coach some of these kids at the pinnacle of their stardom and their career in hockey?
Well, that's a great question and a tough one, and I feel privileged to work with young men that are anywhere from 16 to 20, and they're at a great point in their life where I think they can learn an awful lot of things as far as becoming better players, but also hopefully improving as people and as leaders and learning what it means to be a great teammate and you battle adversity and also go through the good times as well and how to handle yourself. And so I just feel lucky every day to be with guys of this age that are at the highest level of hockey player that we have in really in the world, and the opportunity to be with them every day is just a great thing for me.
Rough Riders coach Mark Carlson joining us in advance of tonight's game against Tri-City at the Stable. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the Ice Arena as you walk up to the box office. Over all those years and all those games, is there a player that stands out to you as a memorable? Who's the best player in those years that you've seen come through the USHL?
Well, I couldn't pinpoint that one. I've been fortunate to have so many rock solid guys. That's a tough a tough one to choose. As far as just say memories, other people have asked me that recently. I'd have to say that that first night that the building opened and having 4,200 in here against the Rochester Mustangs and winning in a shootout and kind of introducing hockey for the first time to the city of Cedar Rapids. That was a really, really cool night.
You mentioned the building, the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It's been 20 years now. What is the future of the franchise moving forward? What do you feel?
Well, I feel real good about it. I think, we're thrilled to have Doug Miller here and his staff in the front office, and they're doing a tremendous job of being out in the community and continuing to educate our community and work along with sponsors and ticket holders, et cetera. So I feel real positive about it. And I guess as usual, though, I'm kind of just focused on my day-to-day with the team and helping our guys get better.
Now, Coach, we talked just a second ago about the growth of hockey, and I know you've been involved in USA Hockey in the past. What does the women's gold medal mean for the growth of the sport moving forward? Because I was watching that game at 10 o'clock at night Central Time, and I saw a lot of non-hockey fans really getting into it.
Well, I thought it was awesome, and I think you're going to see an enormous growth in girls hockey, not only here in Iowa, but all across our country. For myself, coming up through the ranks, I started out in Boston and at UMass Lowell and at Northeastern University. I used to work a lot of the USA satellite camps, they called them, and the girls were going pretty good at that time. And a lot of my mentors at the time, they would spend more time on the girls and the women's side than I did, and they would joke around a lot that they were a heck of a lot more fun to work with. They listened way more than the guys did, and they just really enjoyed it. And I've seen a lot of my friends go over and coach on the girls' side and the women's side, and they absolutely love it.
Now transitioning to the men's tournament, I know it really showcased a couple of guys that you're familiar with. You've coached against Ryan Donato and Troy Terry, but did the NHL miss an opportunity in this case?
Well, God, that's such a tough one, because I just remember going back to being a youngster and watching the Olympics and sitting there and watching the 1980 team win gold and all the amateur players. I think it was strictly amateur. Obviously, now a lot of the guys that were in the tournament are former NHL players and maybe playing over in Europe and whatnot. So that's a hard one for me to call, and I wish I would have been able to watch more of it, but just with my schedule and the different start times, I wasn't able to see a ton. But it was nice to see, you mentioned Troy Terry and Donato, and we felt Adam Gaudette, who played here in Cedar Rapids and right now is probably the favorite for the Hobey Baker Award, which is the hockey's equivalent to the Heisman. We thought he would make that team, but doesn't always go that way. And His Northeastern team just won the Bean Pot for the first time in 30 years a couple weeks ago, so that was nice.
Well, Coach, we know you're getting busy. You're busy getting ready for the game tonight, and you're also home tomorrow taking on Fargo. We appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we'll have some good crowds there at the Ice Arena for you this weekend.
Well, thank you very much, and again, I appreciate you having me on.
Head Coach Mark Carlson, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, home tonight taking on Tri-City. It's always good when you can beat the Storm. We don't like the folks from the Tri-Cities area and Nebraska.
Did you call it Doug and Daddy territory?
I said Doug and Daddy territory earlier.
A couple minutes ago.
Call back to a bit that may or may not live in infamy here on the
it's
program.
The best bit we've ever had.
Tomorrow, well, that's you want to talk about setting bars high. Well, let's talk about setting the bar low there. Tomorrow night, it's Fargo. Both nights, 7:05 face-off at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. And always great to chat with Coach Carlson. And again, 600 wins all coming with Cedar Rapids. 513. Are you prepared for this?
I am prepared.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this one going to be, do you think? Because you said you weren't really looking forward to doing today's update earlier. So
I it's just not very uplifting, and there are no medals to report for the first time.
Well, we've talked about Iowa basketball for how many weeks on this program?
Well,
that's not uplifting either.
But yesterday, the Olympic update was used to uplift everybody after talking about Iowa basketball.
All right. So I see.
We're getting
now
gloom
today,
with more gloom.
Yes. Okay, there we go. And we can't go any further without the official introduction. There have been 9 of them. This is installment number 10, Alex Kuhn's Olympic Update.
So let's just talk about the medal count for a second. The Norwegians are running away with it. 37 medals for Norway. They have 13 gold medals. Canada is in second place with 27 medals and 10 golds. Germany in third with 26. And the United States comes in at number 4 with 8 gold medals and 21 medals overall. And I guess they're going to have some opportunity for more medals. We will get to that in just a second. But first, we will get to what happened last night. It was not a good night for the U.S. women's single free skate or figure skaters. They finished 9th, 10th, and 11th, respectively, and did not obviously factor on the podium. Tonight, we're going to have snowboard Big Air and Red Girard, the winner of the slope style event, will have a chance to win his second medal of the games, as Jamie Anderson on the women's side won the slope style and then came in second with a silver in the Big Air. This is the first ever Big Air event for the men. John Schuster will give the United States their best ever finish in curling as they play in their gold medal match at 12:35 p.m. Central Time tomorrow morning against Sweden. They're looking for a gold medal. And the alpine skiing, it's a team event, will be taking place tonight. The United States will be involved. And if you're wondering what the team event means, it means side by side. They will race each other down the slope. As I mentioned earlier, the Big Air event, Red Girard will be involved, but Max Perot and Mark McMorris of Canada. Okay, I didn't get a boo. All right, boo. Max Perot and Mark McMorris of Canada are the favorite.
I didn't want to pile on after the curling and women's hockey.
And in men's hockey, the reason I asked about the NHL players, who's playing in the gold medal game of the men's hockey tournament, may you ask? Russia, number one, boo. And none other
athletes
than the hockey
representing Russia.
None other than the hockey powerhouse, Germany, is in the gold medal game of the Olympic men's hockey tournament. Germany.
I know nothing about the German hockey team. I'm going to assume that they are very precise in their passing, that everything is accounted for and precise, and that perhaps that's how they got to where they were going. They take care of the puck.
Sure.
So is it... So Russia and Germany are playing for the gold medal?
Yeah.
But it's not really Russia, it's athletes representing
Russia. Olympic athletes from Russia who finished 1 and 2 in the ladies figure skating
last
night.
the story, the Russian athlete that wore the sweatshirt that said, I don't dope, getting busted for doping. Did you miss that one, or did that wind up on the cutting room floor today?
Bobsledder?
I can't remember what sport she was in, but she was photographed in a sweatshirt that said something about her not doping, and guess who the latest Russian athlete to be busted for doping is?
The person who said. Here, and this is all you need to know about the gold medal game of the men's hockey tournament. Hockey guy on the Hertin and Stocker text line. I know nothing about the German hockey team.
Again, my assumption is that they're extremely precise in their passing.
They're usually horrible. They usually don't have a good hockey team.
Well, sometimes horrible teams rise up.
And they're going to get whooped.
Look at Leicester City in the Premier League a couple years ago, right? No, this is the ultimate underdog story then. This could be Miracle on Ice territory, just a
except there aren't any
German
good teams.
Version.
The Miracle on Ice was when a team of youngsters and college players beat one of the best professional teams or one of the best teams in the world. This would be a German team of whoever they are beating. Yeah, there are some former NHL players there on the Russian team, but nah, they're not what they used to be.
319-366-1600, that is the Hertin and Stocker text line. You can use it to reach out to us. Hertin and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City.
You think they're better than the German All-Stars, the basketball team that Iowa played earlier in the year?
Yeah, that was a trip down memory lane. Every time people complain about Iowa basketball, I point them in the direction of that European trip, which, you know what, actually becomes, now that you mention it, all the more troubling to me.
Yep.
Because you get to take one of those trips by rule every 4 years, and what do teams always say when they come back from those?
We came together
what
nicely
a tremendous
as a team.
Bonding experience it was.
It was so, great for everybody.
They went on this trip. They should have grown together. They should have been one collective unit, and then
something happened
Christian Williams,
then and the beginning of the season.
Williams leaves the day before Iowa's first exhibition game of the year. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but you can't convince me that this is just one normal blip on the radar year. And that's really what's troubling. And the other aspect that I think is really rubbing people the wrong way, you're not seeing the team get better. You're not seeing them. That was a Minnesota team the other night that had lost 8 or 9 in a row. Granted, it's senior night, and Mason goes off for 31, 33, whatever it was. But you're not seeing the team get better in the one area where everybody wants to see them get better. Defensively, they still are having major issues. And that's the reason I think you got a lot of people out there that are questioning. It says, Scott Docterman from the Land of 10, who asked Fran McCaffrey the question earlier today about this season and his job security and got under Fran's skin, landof10.com, pothole or sinkhole? That's not our poll question.
That's the million-dollar question, though.
KGUMradio.com, but if you're an Iowa fan, you have to cross your fingers and hope pothole. And you go on.
See, and I think it's all the more frustrating that there's no explanation for it. There wasn't an injury during the season. Jordan Bohannon didn't miss extended amounts of time. Neither did Tyler Cook.
Bohannon is battling the plantar fasciitis, which is a pain.
But he's also played well for the most part. But there's no reason why it got so bad so quickly. And people are pointing at so many different reasons as to why. And I think that the answer to all of those questions, oh, is this the problem? Is this the problem? Is this the problem? Yes, all of those things are problems. It's not one thing. It's a collection of multiple things that just add up and have not been rectified. And it starts with the defense, and then it branches out from there. and they haven't been able to put together any kind of momentum consistently over even a two-game stretch, and that's why they're sitting at three. It's hard for me to believe that when we bring up the conference record, it's hard for me to believe it's true. 3-14. But it is the truth. And like we were talking about yesterday, you got to face the facts of that. They're 3-14 in conference.
Here's the other thing that really hasn't been talked a whole lot about. The Big Ten was not very good this year as a conference. So if you're doing this and you're doing it in the Big 12 and you look and say, well, yeah, Iowa State, you know, in the basement of the Big 12, that's a league that gets, what, 8-9 teams into the tournament this
year. Yes.
The Big Ten was not very good this year, and so Iowa was losing a ton of games to teams that, like Iowa itself, were not very good.
And getting blown out
Another
on the road.
Another aspect that people have continually brought up. It's not just the fact, hey, they're not getting the breaks. Some of these losses were ugly. They were blowouts. The team was never really in them. That could have been a blowout the other night in the Twin Cities. Minnesota got up 22-2 early on. 8 turnovers in the first 8 minutes. Iowa was able to make it a game down the stretch, due in large part to the fact that Minnesota was a bad basketball team. And on top of that, you've got the people then that say, well, hey, Iowa State's having a bad season. I was talking with somebody in the office earlier about this today. Everybody knew Iowa State was going to be bad this year. Maybe not to the level that the Cyclones have been bad, but when you look at all of the players that they lost last year, you knew that this was going to be a rebuilding year for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. So I get trying to wrap yourself in that blanket for comfort. Well, hey, Iowa State's bad too. Talk about them. We knew Iowa State was going to struggle this year. We didn't know to the extent, but we knew Iowa State was going to struggle.
And at the same time, they have picked up several signature wins this year. And I think that that does mean something.
What, Iowa beat the German All-Stars? Maybe it was the hockey team
they've won
playing basketball.
That's probably... You know what? You've cracked the case.
As part of their conditioning for the Olympics, they put them out there as
an
All-Star.
So they are an All-Star team. They just didn't specify what sport they were an All-Star in.
Exactly. Did not specify that they were basketball All-Stars. 524, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is here. It is drive time, driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, LinderTire.com, or at one of their three locations across the state of Iowa, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. But specifically online, LinderTire.com, you can get some online coupons right now, good for up to $40 off a new set of 4 tires. Linder Tire, bringing you drive time, the 5 o'clock hour, every Friday here on the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn. 525, quick timeout. We come back, we'll have another big board update for you, and then Alex gets to escape. Love it or leave it tonight. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in with us in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Saturday, June 23rd, live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center, Saturday, June 23rd. Get your tickets now.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
526, welcome back in. The Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all three frequencies until 6:45 tonight. High school basketball will take over the airwaves at that point, and it's going to be busy around here next week with high school basketball. So we urge you to go to kgymradio.com and check out the schedule each day because things are floating right now.
Yes, they are.
You're heading down to Iowa City West.
Yeah, they're going to take on Cedar Rapids, Washington. So we'll have that game on our FM frequencies.
106.3 FM and 107.5 since it's a crossover Cedar Rapids-Iowa City game, much like DC and Marvel getting together and those characters. Have they ever done one of those movies? Have they had a DC-Marvel crossover? I know comic book movies are all the rage right now. I want to see Black Panther. Everybody is saying it's a fantastic movie. I don't know anything about that particular comic book.
It's hard to see a comic book movie if you don't, because I've tried that before. I don't know anything about the comic book, and I watch the movie, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
Speaking of movies, HBO released the trailer for Paterno.
Yeah, I saw that.
Today. And it's as intriguing and disturbing as you would expect
it to be.
Al Pacino
is
playing Joe Paterno. And I'm excited about seeing that movie, but also a little uneasy about it. But they don't glorify Joe Paterno at all in that, according at least to the trailer. Every trailer looks good for movies, though. Sometimes they don't live up to the trailer. We'll see. That movie is coming out shortly on HBO. Kyle's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then we'll get to Love It or Leave It here in just a little bit. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Rick Heller and the Hawkeye baseball team beat Virginia Tech in walk-off fashion at the Sugar Bowl Baseball Classic today. Ben Norman hit one to third in the top of the 10th. It got booted, and Case Massner scored from second to give Iowa its first 4-0 start to a season since 2006. Fran McCaffrey spoke with the media today in Iowa City, and when asked if he felt he's on the proverbial hot seat, he pointed to his body of work as a whole and said that the subject shouldn't even be brought up. Just a reminder, McCaffrey also recently signed an extension with a massive buyout. You might have heard about a bombshell report from Yahoo naming names and schools involved in the FBI probe into corruption in college basketball, and among the names that appeared was former Iowa State point guard Monte Morris. His mother confirmed that he and his trainer had a breakfast with Christian Dawkins, a former employee of ASM Sports, and that firm is in the middle of the investigation, and Dawkins, in fact, was arrested last year, but Morris's mother denies that anything impermissible came of that meeting. We're going to be off the air at 6:45 today for a couple juicy boys sub-state semifinal games. Kennedy is going to be at Prairie on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and Cedar Rapids, Washington will be at top-ranked Iowa City West on the north and south gyms. And then looking ahead to the weekend, the regular season is wrapping up for all the major universities, and you can hear UNI hosting Missouri State in its finale tomorrow at 12:30 on those north and south gym FM frequencies. And then at 4, you can hear Iowa State on the road at number 21 West Virginia on the main gym.
16-point underdogs. Iowa State will be tomorrow. They have just six players suiting up against Bob Huggins and West Virginia. We had somebody that was upset that we mentioned Monte Morris's name coming up. They said it wasn't news.
Well, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
The biggest story in college basketball right now. And there's a local tie.
And yes. And I also diffused it. But he did commit. If he got his dinner paid for, that is technically illegal, but that's not...
In the grand scheme of things, nothing will come of it. Not a huge deal, but it is a local tie-in to a major national story. It's not news. Yes, it is. You may not like it, and you may think it's inconsequential, but it's news. Again, a tiny dinner. Do we have the price tag on it? And it was... We're not talking about $10,000.
No.
You see a player get $10,000.
Apparently it was sausage and eggs.
And then, well, hey, that's a good breakfast. No carbs. Very low carb. I approve of that. No Cadbury eggs on the table there. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com steps in for Alex as the Todd Rebelkamp Show continues on all three frequencies after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Michigan State, North Carolina, Texas, and USC. There's a Friday night NBA doubleheader tipping at 8 Eastern on ESPN with the Rockets hosting the Timberwolves. Houston has won 10 straight. golf, Tiger Woods with a 71 today in the second round at the Honda Classic. He is one over par, just four shots off the lead, held by Jamie Lovemark and Luke List. Kyle Busch wins the pole for Sunday's NASCAR Cup race in Atlanta. Ryan Newman will also start on the front row.
Hey, it's DeGats. Join us Monday. I'll have my weekend observations, plus Chris Sims will join us and tell us his 18th best quarterback in the NFL. That is Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, DeGats, on ESPN Radio.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's always more fun to be with friends as you cheer on your favorite team. Whether attending the game, watching at a bar, or hosting a party, it's very important to know that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Before choosing to drink, choose your team's MVP, a sober designated driver. Avoid the unsportsmanlike conduct of driving drunk by handing off your key so that you, your passengers, and everyone on the road can be safe. Your team victory will only be worth celebrating if you and your friends make it home. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
5:35, welcome back in as Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire, continues on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in for Alex over the final hour plus tonight. We are off at 6:45. Just a reminder, because basketball is on the way for you, high school basketball. Plenty of those games coming up next week as well. It's going to affect our broadcast schedule, so I highly encourage you to check out KGYMRadio.com. While you're there, you can vote in our poll question today. Given the developments with the FBI's ongoing investigation into college basketball, is this what ultimately will lead to players being paid? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We'll hear a little bit coming up in hour number three tonight from Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. He met with the media ahead of Sunday's regular season finale at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes will host Northwestern, closing out what's been a miserable campaign. And Fran was a little terse with at least one response today. And again, I don't think there's going to be any shortage of things for you and I to talk about in the third and final hour tonight, Rob. But it's been a rough basketball season. And one way or the other, we're going to close the books on it on Sunday night. And then, are you going to New York City for the tournament?
No, I won't.
You and I got our fill at the Pinstripe Bowl.
I'm all set after the Pinstripe Bowl.
I feel sorry for those guys that have to go out there and cover that tournament. It sounds like it's going to be a one and done, but I know it's going to come up here on Love It or Leave It, so I don't want to spoil anything.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, let's go ahead and start with it, Rob. Don't ask.
Yes, and this is in regards to Fran's press conference today, which I attended. And ironically, I wasn't going to go today because my daughter had a music concert type deal.
What's he going to say? What interesting thing is going to be said today?
And I said to Catherine, my wife, I was like, you never know with these things. This season hasn't gone well. You never know how he'll react to some of these questions. Well, he didn't react well. And I'm going to leave this, not from the perspective of what he said, and we'll get into this more as you talked about the substance of what he said. I just felt it was unfair that he said he shouldn't be asked the question. I think that's ridiculous. They're 3-14 in the conference. They didn't make the tournament last year. They won't make it this year. He makes a lot of money. He just got an extension with a large buyout. That is certainly an acceptable question. And he could have answered that a lot, in quite a few better ways than he did answer it. I will give him a little leeway because it has to have been a frustrating season. But his brother's a journalist. He should know how the game is played. So I'm going to leave that one.
Number two.
Six on Hicks.
Who came up with that? Iowa State going on the road tomorrow to Morgantown to take on West Virginia, and the odds are long. Iowa State will have just six players available to Steve Prohm. You better watch guys getting off the charter plane and hope that no one trips and stub their toe, because then who knows what he would do. I'm going to love this, for not because Iowa State is a 16-point underdog to West Virginia tomorrow, but there are college basketball coaches that probably would have, especially given the situation that Iowa State is in, being shorthanded, would have probably pushed behind the scenes for a family to alter the funeral arrangements for a loved one that had passed away. Donovan Jackson's father's funeral is on Saturday. So is Iowa State's game against West Virginia. And in Steve Prohm's mind, it wasn't even a question of whether Donovan Jackson would be available. He's going to be with his family at his father's funeral. Again, I'd like to think that every coach in the country would make that decision, but I think everybody out there knows that that probably isn't the case. So the circumstances behind this are not ideal, but Iowa State faces a long battle tomorrow against the top 25 West Virginia team, one that likes to tire teams out. And when you've got one guy available on the bench, you're looking at the possibility of a really ugly game tomorrow for Iowa State.
Number three.
Tell us something we didn't know. This is another Fran one or no?
This is a Jim Delaney, commissioner of the Big Ten, who came out today and said, you know what? Probably wasn't a good idea to cram the Big Ten season into a shorter amount of time, so we could play our Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden and get the Big Ten name out in, on the East Coast in the Big Apple. My first thought when I read this was, no crap. Who would have thought that was a good idea, having Big Ten teams and student athletes playing three games in a week, some playing, every other night during portions of the season? I love this because of its idiocy, that Delaney ever thought this was a good idea to try to do this. And I'm also interested to see, now that they complete the season, the Big Ten tournament, a week early, and will have basically almost 2 weeks off before playing the NCAA tournament, how that affects the Big Ten teams. We may not know. We'll all have an opinion if they get bounced early that it wasn't good. And if they do well, we'll all say, it was great to have those 2 weeks off. But just hopefully this is a one-year and done deal with the season crammed into a shorter period of time and an earlier Big Ten tournament. and they don't go down this road again. And if it means not playing in New York City, fine, because I think they're going to find out that there aren't going to be a lot of media members that travel out to New York City when it could have been in Indianapolis or Chicago, the footprint of the Big Ten.
We did get a call earlier today, also mentioned the implications for the women's tournament, because some of those early games right. aren't going to be televised now, where they normally would have been on the BTN. They're going to get pushed online because of the men. So just a cluster all around.
Number four.
Weight Watchers. Does this have anything to do with my paunch?
No, but I was, talking about New York City, I was thinking about that cheesecake at John's, Ooh. The Italian place where we ate at when we were out there for the Pinstripe Bowl. That was totally worth cheating on my diet. But no, this has to do with Kyle Schwarber. You want to talk about, and I had somebody else say something to me the other day about, man, you look like you've lost a lot of weight. Pales in comparison. I almost didn't recognize Kyle Schwarber when I saw him for the first time. Spring training games are getting underway. The Cubs unveiling the slimmer, trimmer Kyle Schwarber, who Joe Maddon still is talking about possibly batting leadoff this season, along with Ian Happ. Man, I'm telling you, 2 years later, they miss Dexter Fowler. They need a true leadoff man. But I am intrigued to see what the slimmed down version of Kyle Schwarber can do, whether it's going to help with his conditioning and maybe his defense in the outfield. Maybe he's going to be able to get to some of those balls that were adventures a year ago. But he's looking good, and everybody looks good this time of year, right? Spring training, but I love it.
Number five.
Speaking of, play ball.
Yeah, I'll piggyback your Kyle Schwarber take with just the... getting a chance today as I was writing my basketball previews for women and, the women's game. They play Indiana tomorrow. That's if you have a chance to get out 11 o'clock tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena, senior day for them. But writing some basketball today and flip the TV on MLB Network and watch some spring training. And I love this. This is a great time of year when baseball gets started. I'm a huge baseball fan. I grew up in the 70s. And that was my sport. So it's great to see it back. It also kind of signals that spring is on the way, which I think after this winter we will all welcome with open arms. It also usually signifies that we're getting into March Madness for basketball. Unfortunately, the in-state schools, Iowa will not be represented in March Madness, but it'll be fun nonetheless. It's a great time of year. I look forward to the spring and baseball getting underway, and I love that I can watch baseball again.
Number six.
Another food reference, Meals on Deals.
Meals on Deals. I know people don't think the Monte Morris tie-in to this FBI investigation is a big deal, and in the grand scheme of things, it's not. It's a meal at some point in time with an associate of the agent in question who's at the center of the investigation. But anytime, I was hoping Iowa and Iowa State, you and I were going to completely dodge the bullet here, and that isn't necessarily the case, although it looks like the programs, if they do get mentioned, will at least be on the very periphery of this. I don't think it's a huge deal that Monte Morris had a dinner with this guy, but the larger scope here, the investigation, is problematic. But a lot of this stuff is just $70 here, $14 here, sausage and eggs, stuff like that. Wake me when we get to the point where a $10,000 cash payment is being given under the table or something like that. And that's really what's going on here. I think the government is more concerned about large cash payments to players being untaxed, and that's what they're trying to get to. Now, how many players and coaches' reputations will be taken down in the process, that remains to be seen. But Miles Bridges, Michigan State, one of the players mentioned in that Yahoo Sports report today, and suddenly a miserable season for Tom Izzo gets even worse. And I don't really have a whole lot of sympathy for him.
Number seven.
Five Ring Circus.
Yes, with all due respect to Alex Kuhn's Olympic updates.
Very popular, by the way.
And I actually enjoy them because that way I don't have to watch.
Yeah, and that's how they started. I said, I'm not really watching the Olympics. You're going to have to tell me what's going on.
He summarizes everything so I don't have to put it on my TV. I'm going to leave the Winter Olympics. There are things that I enjoy about it. I'll watch some of the ice skating. I like some of the skiing, some of the snowboarding. But it seems like whenever I put NBC Sports on at night, and that's usually when I have a chance to watch, it's that biathlon thing, which could not be a more boring sport.
Skiing and shooting?
Skiing and shooting.
Eh.
I think it'd be fun to do, but to actually watch it on TV and curling, I know there are a lot of people out there that like the curling. No. It's not a sport. It is not a sport. And I apologize to those that I offended that are big Winter Olympic fans. And, I guess the other thing that makes it less interesting for me, we stink. We're not very good at Winter Olympic sports.
Yeah.
I enjoy the Summer Olympics because we win.
I said that last week and a half ago. I was like, let's just cut to the chase here and admit that America doesn't really embrace the Winter Games because we're not the best.
We're getting our butts kicked by Norway.
Well, there's a lot of snow in Norway, and there's snow in most of the sports at the Winter Olympics. So,
and I have friends from Norway. It's a beautiful country.
I don't.
And beautiful people, and good for them. But for me, I'll leave it.
Number one.
I don't even
Number
have,
eight.
I don't even have friends from Norway, Iowa.
Hopefully I deliver this one. 4-0.
4-0. That's Iowa baseball at the moment. They had a win today on the road in New Orleans, taking on John Scheff and Virginia Tech. John Scheff just can't beat the Hawkeyes. He was 2-6 coaching against Iowa at Maryland, and now 0-1 against the Hawkeyes at Virginia Tech. Rick Heller's squad off to its best start on his watch in Iowa City, and it's going to be intriguing to see how the season plays out for the Hawkeyes because they did lose so much off of last year's Big Ten Tournament Championship team. There's no Jake Adams. There's no Mason McCoy. Gallagher's gone. They didn't have C.J. Eldred last year, but he left the program as well. And yet here they are, the little engine that could pick to finish, what, fifth, sixth in the Big Ten preseason poll. I think the Hawkeyes are going to be in it all season again. But great start for Iowa, winning today, beating Virginia Tech in extra innings. And they didn't even have to pick the guy they wanted to send to the plate. In extra, that you got to admit, that's one of the stupidest things you've heard in a long time. The baseball executive that floated the idea of sending whoever you wanted to bat in the ninth inning if you were down.
It's like a shootout in hockey.
Yeah, and I don't want to see that. I don't know. Give me the little banjo hitter who just happens to be coming up because it's his part of the order, and make him the hero. I don't want to see a home run derby every game.
Number nine.
Senior Day.
Love Senior Day. And
it means this season is over, so I'm going to love it. This is a simultaneous love.
Yes. For a lot of reasons, I love Senior Day. And being down there today in Iowa City, and I love when they do this. This is another thing that I love, is when they do the Lisa Bluter, Fran McCaffrey press conferences back-to-back. So we were able today to, you know, meet with the women's seniors, Chase Coley and Carly Mones, who is an incredible story. I mean, she's had 6 surgeries on her left knee. She had an ACL in high school and has had 5 knee surgeries since she's been at Iowa. She got an extra year of eligibility, but it's so bothersome for her that she is going to be, even though she has a year of eligibility next year, she's going to call it quits after this season and be honored tomorrow after the game with Chase Coley, another really admirable kid who's worked really hard here and has been a great member of the women's program. A women's team that has won 6 games in a row, has not lost in February, and is really an amazing story this year, whereas the men, the opposite end of the spectrum, have not won in February. They have not won since beating Minnesota, I believe it was January 30th. So they will finish their season on Sunday against Northwestern. And being honored are 2 guys that don't see the floor much at all. Dom Yule, who I think you give a lot of credit to. He came here, saw minutes in his first 2 years, and they have gradually decreased these last 2 years, but he hasn't complained, showed up to practice, played when he was asked, and stuck it out in a day and age when a lot of kids, if they're not seeing the floor, will just jet. And Charlie Rose, a kid that could have gone, and we talked to him today, just the look on his face of how proud he is that he was able to make it through an Iowa career as a walk-on, which is a heck of an accomplishment. That, you know, the joy in his eyes that he's been able to be a part of this and some good things that Iowa's done. And he could have gone and played at a smaller level school, but he wanted to play Big Ten basketball and he wanted to play at Iowa. So I love Senior Day. It's great to see that kids that put in a lot of work and make it through an entire career in a really difficult situation of having to be a student athlete and then get honored for it. I love that.
Number 10.
Fantasy baseball season. Is this about Frank?
It's it's not about anybody in our fantasy baseball league, but I absolutely love this. We're finishing up a fantasy draft right now, and I've got two or three more on the horizon coming up once the calendar turns to March. I love this time of season. I love watching spring training games, trying to figure out which AAA, AA prospect is going to maybe open the season in the big leagues. I know a lot of people were watching the Yankees game today to get a look at Gleyber Torres, the former Cubs prospect, who's, I think, New York's best option at second base. But if they keep him down in the minor leagues for 2 weeks at the beginning of the season, they can get an extra year on his arbitration clock like the Cubs did with Chris Bryant. I'm still upset about that. My birthday is April 18th. I was going to go see the iCubs April 17th for my birthday, the one year, and they brought Bryant up that day. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to see. I did see him when he was in Des Moines, but the previous year. I love fantasy baseball season more than fantasy football, which probably puts me in a major minority. But the best part about fantasy baseball is you got to be involved because it's a daily grind. It's not just taking a look at the lineups on Sunday morning and figuring out who's healthy and plugging and playing. It's trying to keep on top of everybody. And yeah, maybe dealing with Frank, who's a guy in this fantasy league that Rob and I are in. Who
I think he'd be a good guest on this show.
Yeah, we just have random people from the Fantasy Baseball League join us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll see. And that's going to do it.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Love it or leave it in the books. Hey, coming up next week, we've got tickets to see WWE. They are coming to the U.S. Cellular Center next Sunday night. We'll give you tickets all next week. Speaking of giveaways, we've got one coming up in just a few minutes. We'll tell you about it when we come back. More of the Todd Brolecamp Show on the way after this.
It's at the home show.
Looking for the latest products and services for your home and garden? Look no further than the 39th Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show, Friday, February 23rd through Sunday, February 25th at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Get lots of great ideas, consult with home improvement experts, and expand your knowledge as you visit exhibits and attend the seminars. Plus, Papa Balloon will be there making fun balloon creations for the kids. The house of your dreams is just a home show away. So stop by the Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Show hours are 4 to 8 Friday, 10 to 6 Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday. Admission is just $5 and children under 12 are free. So bring the whole family. Sponsored by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in. Your chance to take home a gift card to La Cantina just minutes away. But first, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Rick Heller and the Hawkeye baseball team beat Virginia Tech in walk-off fashion today at the Sugar Bowl Baseball Classic. Ben Norman hit one to third in the top of the 10th. It was booted, and Case Massener scored from second to give Iowa its first 4-0 start to a season since 2006. Fran McCaffrey spoke with the media today in Iowa City, and when asked if he felt he's on the proverbial hot seat, he pointed to his body of work as a whole and said the subject shouldn't even be brought up. Just a reminder, McCaffrey also recently signed an extension with a massive buyout. You might have heard about a bombshell report from Yahoo naming names and schools involved in the FBI probe into corruption in college basketball, and among the names that appeared was former Iowa State point guard Monte Morris. His mother confirmed that he and his trainer had a breakfast with Christian Dawkins, a former employee of ASM Sports. That firm is in the middle of the investigation, and Dawkins, in fact, was arrested last year, but Morris's mother denies that anything impermissible came of that meeting. We're going to be off the air at 6:45 today for a couple Juicy Boys Substate semifinal games. Kennedy is going to be at Prairie on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And Cedar Rapids, Washington is at top-ranked Iowa City West on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And then looking ahead to this weekend, the regular season's wrapping up for all the major universities. You can hear UNI hosting Missouri State in its finale tomorrow at 12:30 on those North and South Gym FM frequencies. And then at 4, you can hear Iowa State on the road at number 21 West Virginia on the main gym.
That's going to do it for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com. Big hour on the way. Rob and I will talk Fran McCaffrey's comments from Iowa City earlier today, but how'd you like to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina, Mexican Bar and Grill? You can do so if you're caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is when we return.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for